cares about this garbage?
Donald Glover was on Jimmy Kimmel last night when he was asked about what the future holds for his rapping, singing alter ego, Childish Gambino.
I think I'm going to still do shows. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I broke my foot. I had to make up these shows. I definitely would. But I love music. I really love making music.
That is the best news I've ever heard in my life, because there's been rumors that Childish Gambino is just going to disappear into the abyss after he releases one more album, and that would be heartbreaking.
Yeah, we need that music.
Yes. He then was asked about the duet he is doing with Beyonce for the Lion King movie.
Are you in the same room with Beyonce when you guys are singing?
No, I requested not to be.
You did.
I did not want to be looking into Beyonce's eyes while doing this. So, yeah. But no, actually, I was working on solo at the time, so I was in London, so I recorded at Abbey Road Studios.
Oh, he is so funny.
That is pretty intimidating, though. Could you imagine?
Yeah, you could not. I would just be scared to look into her eyes at all.
Right?
During the first 5 minutes of Aziz Ansari's new Netflix special, Aziz Ansari Right Now, the comedian talks about the recent sexual assault allegations against him. So if you forgot, a woman claims that Ansari forced her into having unwanted sex with him while the two were on a date, but Ansari has maintained that he thought what they did was consensual. During the special, he reportedly said, "I'm sure that some of you are curious how I feel about the whole situation. It's a tricky thing for me to answer because I felt so many things in the last year or so. There are times I felt scared. There are times I felt humiliated. There are times I've felt embarrassed. And ultimately, I just felt terrible that this person felt this way." He then circles back at the end of the special saying, "I saw the world where I don't ever get to do this again. And it almost felt like I died. In a way, I did. The old Aziz who said, 'Oh, treat yourself.' Whatever, he's dead. But I'm glad, because that guy was always looking forward to whatever was next." Jay-Z is partnering with a cannabis company in California. The rapper will be chief brand strategist for Caliva. His role will consist of driving creative direction, outreach efforts, and strategy for the brand. Jay-Z says he also wants to increase the economic participation of people returning from incarceration through job training and workforce development. Caliva operates a farm and 2 stores in Northern California and also distributes its branded products to other retail outlets in the state. Jaden Smith launched a vegan food truck for the homeless in Los Angeles. The singer set up the black pop-up truck called I Love You Restaurant on Skid Row on Monday to pass out brown bags with I Love You bowls of carrots and kale to the homeless. Smith wrote on Instagram that the truck is a movement that is all about giving people what they deserve, healthy vegan food for free. He said it was the first of many food trucks to come and to keep a lookout. Which I just think is so amazing. I just love seeing celebrities do stuff for the homeless.
Yeah, he's always doing something positive for the for the community.
Absolutely. Coming up in the next garbage an hour from now, Lady Gaga had a giant announcement on social media yesterday. That's the garbage.
Radio Now, Tilly King, hanging out with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Sometimes gender reveal parties can go really right, like when we talked about the Power Rangers one.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But They don't go so well.
No, they go horribly wrong. So Australia police released this video of a gender reveal party to kind of like give caution to people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the video, you can see a black car driving with a bunch of people around. It looks like it's just like a, you know, a public road kind of like out in the country a little bit.
Okay.
And then the car starts driving. And then when it starts driving, a giant cloud of blue smoke comes out. So the baby's a boy.
Okay.
But like, it is the most intense blue smoke I've ever seen in my life. People are videotaping, have real cameras videotaping all this, obviously for the video, because that's like the only reason why people do epic gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see this black car. Instead of blue smoke, it's black smoke because it catches fire.
What?
The entire back of the car catches fire. I mean, the car is totally ruined.
No.
People are running out of the car. All the people watching are running away from the car to, like, save their lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and this is the problem that I have with gender reveal parties is how many times do they have to go epically wrong? This happens, I mean, not cars, like, almost exploding. but like houses catching fire,
with
like
all
people,
the smoke and stuff.
Yes, like people trying to like bat a baseball and the baseball explodes with like colors, but like the baseball doesn't explode.
And like shrapnel goes everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And like the baseball has gone through people's windows. Like it doesn't break.
Yeah.
And it's like broken windows. The problem I have with gender reveal parties and just epic gender reveals is that clearly it's for social media. Like that's
oh,
the only
question.
Reason why. And I'm like, are we that obsessed and sick and twisted with our social media that
I think
we
so.
Will
I think we are.
come in harm's way just to get that gram video?
I have a better idea.
Okay.
So it seems like since everyone is trying to, I'm assuming they're trying to do a safe gender reveal, correct?
Yeah, I mean, no one would, yeah.
So if they're not on purpose, yeah.
So if they're trying to do a safe one and they're coming out epically wrong, I say we do a gender reveal that's just like probably epically bad and maybe it will come out good.
Oh, so like maybe like the opposite.
Yeah, so like let's get like huge flamethrowers and we'll put like either blue dye in one or pink dye in the other and then somehow maybe it'll magically go right.
I mean,
I think people do that and they go wrong. What do you mean do a safe one? No, a safe one is one that my sister did where she just opened up a box and a pink balloon came out. That didn't hurt anyone.
No, that didn't hurt anybody. I mean, or you could just wait till the baby's born and post a picture. Oh, here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A baby boy and baby girl is here.
In 2019, that might get more social media attention than all of these crazy gender reveals that everyone is doing.
Dang, so you're not going to do one when you have your child?
Hell no. I'm going to find out what it is. But, I mean, if
anybody?
I do a gender reveal, I'll just, like, hand everyone a pink cupcake if it's a girl.
Mm.
Flamethrower and gasoline, man.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, the safe choice, yeah. Pork Chop says.
Radio Now, Telly Akeem with Liv the Web Girl. Joe's still out on vacation, but you know who's not on vacation anymore? Producer Pork Chop.
Don't remind me, dude. I was just looking back at my Instagram story, and like, it's crazy to think just 18 hours ago, I was on the beautiful lake. I got to show you the picture. Do you follow me on Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I just didn't want to see it because I didn't want to be jealous of you being on vacation.
Well, selfish plug at Producer Pork Chop if you want to see the beautiful. Look at this, Elliot. Look.
Let me see this. Oh my goodness!
Hold on, wait. There's more.
It's not. This game. This isn't
this
even
is
real.
Really good radio.
isn't that? No. See, that's the point. If you want to see the beauty, you have to go follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Pork Chop and his thirst for Instagram followers is second to none.
Liv, look.
Look at it though, Liv.
But wow. Yeah,
we're happy
I saw.
We're happy you're back.
Wow.
I know. But yeah, I'm back.
Welcome back. So I don't know. There's a lot of challenges been going down. Usually, internet challenges are like harmless. They're like dance challenges or like the bottle cap challenge.
Right. Besides the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah, the Tide Pod. Yeah. So that's like a stupid one.
Right.
And now we have another one that's probably needs to stop like almost immediately.
Yes.
What is that?
It is the ice cream challenge.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sounds yummy.
Because that girl, it's not. No, it's all because that one chick.
The Bluebell Liquor.
Yes, the Bluebell Liquor licked it. And do you know that Pork Chop, she almost got sentenced to 20 years in prison?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They caught her. So
now there's copycats. Like people are going into the convenience stores, taking off lids of ice cream, licking the top of them, and then putting them back.
That is so nasty. Like, how selfish do you have to be to literally ruin someone else's ice cream by licking your nasty tongue across the top?
Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely ridiculous to me. I kind of blame the manufacturers.
You're going to blame the ice cream companies on this?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
how in the world?
Any company in general, because if you think about it, like when you go buy a Snapple or a soda pop, when you open it, there's like a seal and it always says on top, do not eat, do not drink if seal is broken, correct? Mm. Or if the seal's raised.
Right.
So, I mean, it should be the same thing with ice cream. And I feel the same way about, like, soaps and shampoos.
Yeah.
There should be some sort of cover over it with any product.
How in the world would they do that with ice cream, though? You can't put a, like, with a big thing of ice cream.
You have, like, a super big plastic ring or what?
No, like, just a plastic, what's it, cellophane or something? Like, a plastic wrap, like, over the top.
Like, a cover that you, like, peel off, like peanut butter?
Most exactly.
But I wonder if they don't do that because they can't be in the cold.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be in the freezer. Maybe that plastic can't be in the freezer. Maybe it's bad for it.
And then you can't open it at all. Nobody gets ice cream.
And then no one does.
Well, I'm sure.
Pork chop.
There's got to be some sort of science. Oh, actually.
Here we go. Well,
yeah.
I have my one friend is a genius. You know what I saw he did?
What?
He bought ice cream and he got like a huge like butcher's knife. And cut off a thin layer off the top, like a 1 centimeter layer. He's like, boom, problem fixed.
That is the new way to eat ice cream in 2019 now.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do because I don't trust anybody now. I'm just going to take off that top layer.
With everything, right?
Yeah, with
toothpaste,
everything.
Toothpaste, shampoo, everything is cut the top
Squeeze it, get it off, get
it's
it out
so
of there.
It's so wasteful, but whatever.
It's disgusting. I'm into it. Yeah, it's time for What We Are Into. I've never been a part of this. Telly King filling in for Joe. I'm excited. Live the Web Girl hanging out. Producer Porkchop is here. So we just tell people what we're into.
Yeah, whatever you're into right now. If it's a song, a movie, a skin product, a piece of food, whatever it is, you just tell us. And you can also call in 833-563-2539 and tell us what you're into.
Yeah, because we want to know. All right, so I need time to think since I'm new at this. Liv, what are you into?
So, Elliot already knows what I'm into because I've been annoying him all week long.
Oh, this thing? Okay.
Yes, making him watch videos about it. So it's a television show called Nathan For You.
Yes.
And it aired on Comedy Central. It has 4 seasons, so they don't air anymore, but you can find it on Hulu. And it's this super, super, super dry comedian. And it's basically like a parody of like all of those like TV shows where someone goes around to the business and fixes up the business. Like kind of like Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
Where John Taffer goes to the bars and like helps fix up the bars, whatever.
Right.
So he does this with all of these like mom and pop shops all over California. But he gives very unorthodox ways of how they can turn their business around and how they can get more business. Here's a clip from the show.
The problem with you is you have great coffee, but just no one knows what this place is.
Correct.
No one, you don't have a brand that people recognize.
Absolutely.
But maybe there's a shortcut to actually having brand recognition using a little something called parody law.
Parody law.
Often used by artists like Weird Al Yankovic and shows like Saturday Night Live, parody law allows you to use trademarks and copyrighted material as long as you're making fun of them. So if Elias could find a way to make fun of Starbucks, he'd be free and clear to borrow their valuable corporate name and image for his store. The plan? Turn the Helio Cafe into the world's first parody Starbucks.
So how do you make that a parody without it, you just not mimicking their brand?
Like the coffees could be dumb grande, dumb venti, dumb frappuccino.
Gotcha.
I mean, as a whole, the store could just be called dumb Starbucks.
Right. I see what you're saying.
But the dumb could be small so people could come in thinking it's an actual Starbucks.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious.
He is so funny. He's just so dry in his facial expressions. I mean, he's just the best. Go check out that show, Nathan For You. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward. All right, Porkchop, what are you into?
I'm not really into things for my body, like body care.
Uh-huh. No, you don't say.
You don't care for your body? Is that what you're saying?
Kind of, in
he
a way.
He smashes like Twinkies at 10 a.m.
No, I'm talking about like skin care. Like,
okay.
I don't use lotions. I don't have to use like fancy things.
Okay.
But
yeah,
my boyfriend Chase, I noticed in the shower there's this black bar of soap.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. So finally, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, it's a charcoal face wash. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, you should use it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know. It's weird. Why? What's it for? So I don't know if you got to look closely into my nose here, Elliot.
All right, let me
but
get
I've got
deep.
Some like dry skin like right here on the side of
my
nose.
Yeah.
So he was telling me if I use this charcoal face wash, because I used to
It'll
just
help
use
your
like
dry skin.
Yeah, I just used to use body wash.
See, I think here's the problem. Here's why you have dry skin, because you're using freaking body wash.
Exactly.
To wash it. So yeah,
so
this
I didn't
bar
know.
Of soap will definitely help.
Yeah. So I've been using it. You could get it at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like $6. It's called Biore, like pore. penetration or charcoal bar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
You feel the difference?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I highly suggest
it. You are really into that. All right, I'm going to check that out. What I'm into is kind of like a rediscovery of one of my favorite shows. Like,
oh, I love that.
I love this show, like, way before streaming was even on. Like, I had the DVDs.
Is it Full House?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It's a show called Happy Endings. It is on streaming devices now. It's not what it sounds like. but it's hilarious. So it's kind of like Friends, but like a modern day version. It's got Damon Wayans Jr. in it from New Girl, like Alyssa Cuthbert. It's a hilarious show, and you can check it out on Hulu. You guys can call in, let us know what you're into. 833-563-2539. We got Kristen on the phone. Kristen.
That's right, Kristen.
Kristen, what are you into?
So right now, and I've just like newly discovered my love for the color pink.
Into pink?
Yes. So I'm actually, like, I actually stayed up really late last night. I was painting my whole entire bedroom. It's called Princess Pink, and it's the cutest baby pink.
Oh.
I have new, like, flamingo sheets, like, all my bed sheets and my pillowcases are all flamingos now. I ordered, like, some pictures of, like, just flamingos and, like, pink, like, you know, just, like, quotes on, like, pink canvases that are going to go on my walls.
So,
I have so many, like, different pink shirts in my closet.
Kristen, what inspired this?
I'm not really sure. My favorite color used to always just be gray because you could always just put it with any color, like as far as to wear or to decorate with.
Hey, you know who? You know who else is into the color pink right now? Elliot King. He's wearing a pink sweater and it's fly.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Turns out Mariah Carey is kind of a prude after revealing how many people she has had sex with in the new issue of Cosmopolitan. Mariah Carey said, "I haven't had that many, but there have been a variety pack," which I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you know what that means.
She says, "I've only been with 5 people in my life, so I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most others in the field."
5?
When it comes to current pop stars, Mariah said, "They have no idea what I went through as a child to even get to be an 18-year-old girl with the record deal. This was before you could just go on YouTube and sing. A lot of artists say they write, but they don't really write. No offense to anybody, that's just what I've seen." She said even current pop stars are just nude in front of everybody.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of shots fired.
Oh, that's definitely shots fired.
Mariah Carey's slut-shaming out here. Yeah, Lady Gaga made a giant announcement on social media yesterday.
"The last thing the world needs is another beauty brand. But that's too bad. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But at House Laboratories, we say beauty's how you see yourself, your glam, your expression, your artistry. We want you to love yourself."
I love that. So she started her own beauty line called House Laboratories. The line will be sold exclusively on Amazon and is reportedly inspired by Gaga's early days as an inspiring singer in Lower Manhattan. Pre-orders are available on July 15th. Nicki Minaj is pulling out of a concert in Saudi Arabia because she says she wants to show support for women's rights, gay rights, and freedom of expression. The rapper was originally scheduled to headline Jeddah World Fest on July 1st. Minaj said, "While I want nothing more than to bring my show to fans in Saudi Arabia, after better educating myself on the issues, I believe it is important for me to make my clear support for the rights of women, the LGBTQ community, and freedom of expression." Other performers at the concert include former One Direction member Liam Payne and DJ producer Steve Aoki. Ariana Grande is speaking out on her relationship with Pete Davidson in the new issue of Vogue, saying that their engagement and relationship was frivolous and highly unrealistic.
Wow.
Yeah, she said before meeting Pete, "My friends were like, come, we're going to have a fun summer. And then I met Pete and it was amazing and distracting. It was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic. And I loved him and I didn't know him. I'm like an infant when it comes to real life and this old soul, been around the block million times artist. I still don't trust myself with the life stuff." Grande also said that after the death of former boyfriend Mac Miller and the end of her engagement to Davidson, she was in a sad place and was drunk all of the time. so drunk that she doesn't even remember the process of writing the Thank You Next album.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Grande also said that she would happily sell fewer albums in order to speak out on issues like gun control and, in her words, Trump-era blankery.
So I love how Ariana just keeps it real all the time.
She 1,000% keeps it real. I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande, and it's just so sad to think that she was in a place to where she felt like she had to just drink all the time to kind of like numb the mind.
Yeah.
Coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, some Beyonce news, and also Breaking Bad fans are livid.
Radio Now, Telly King, and Liv the Web Girl. Producer Porkchop is back from vacation, but you almost didn't make it back.
Yeah, I went to the dentist yesterday, and because I went to the dentist, I almost got sent to the ER.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
At the dentist, how?
So I was back up in Michigan. That's where my boyfriend's from. So right. I spent a 4th of July vacation in Michigan. And since I had just previously lived there for 3 years, my dentist is there.
Okay.
So yeah, I've only been here for 7 months, and I haven't had a cleaning. I was like, I gotta go get a cleaning.
Yeah, let's get that taken care of.
Yeah. So they called me on the last day of my vacation, which was yesterday, and they were like, hey, we have an opening for 11 a.m. Would you like to come in? I'm like, yeah, sure, gladly. So I go in.
All right.
Sit down in the chair. The lady straps the little blood pressure thing onto my wrist, you know, does the little pumping.
Right.
And then it finishes, and she says, did you have coffee or soda pop this morning? And I was like, no. She's like, are you nervous? I'm like, no. And then she's like, well, were you late for the appointment? I'm like, no, I'm actually extremely relaxed right now. I'm happy to be getting my teeth cleaned.
Right.
I was like, I think this is the first time that I actually drove the speed limit. I remember like just listening to music and chilling.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fine. And she's like, okay. Well, your blood pressure is 165 over 90. Now, for those of you that don't know, a normal blood pressure would be like 100 to 120.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little nervous is like starting to get nervous is 120 to 140.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a problem is like from 140 to 160, and then like 160, once you hit 180,
yeah.
Like they're sending you to the ER.
Really?
So yeah. You were at what, 160 something?
Yeah, 165. Well, so I was at 165, and then she says, you know, so once you hit 180, I would have to send you to the ER. But she's like, you're not that far yet, so, you know, you're good. So we did the oral exam or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, "After, you know, let's take it again. It should have went down." And it actually went up to like to 170.
Wow.
What does that mean? So that means that you have high blood pressure?
Yes.
That's bad, right?
Yeah, that is pretty bad. I don't know why. I said to her, I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Should I like drink water? And she laughed at me. She was like, no. She was like, you get high blood pressure from like medical issues, from being stressed. She was like, are you stressed? I was like, I was just on vacation for a week. I'm not stressed.
I have two theories to this. Okay. I'm not a medical professional.
Not at all.
Yeah, I have no history.
Not even a little bit.
Anything medical. But one, it's either all the junk food you eat, because I know eating unhealthily can lead to high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And you eat insanely unhealthy.
Yeah.
You really do.
Foods high in sodium and salt are bad for high blood pressure.
Yeah, and you eat a lot of packaged food. You eat a ton of fast food. You eat a lot of fried food. A lot of times you have like sweet honey buns from the vending machine for breakfast and stuff. So that could possibly be it.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not like you're like crazy overweight. You're not at all. Like,
no.
For how much junk you eat, it's like shocking.
You should be obese.
Yeah, exactly.
I am. I'm 220.
And my second thing, too, is you are a very high stress person. Like, I feel like your neutral is other people's like high anxiety. Yeah, she's like, okay, like, what are we doing? Okay, you have this, like, whatever. And like, I just feel like that's just who you are, though. Like, which that doesn't, like, that could maybe not like be a problem, but you're just like, your neutral is others' high anxiety.
If I was in a situation, though, like you told me I had high blood pressure going into the oral exam.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm freaking out about that, like, through the entirety of the oral exam, because one, I hate the dentist, because they always try to kill me.
Yeah, I would have high blood pressure because I absolutely hate the dentist.
Yeah, so that would definitely would make it go higher for me, too. That's what I would think.
True. Maybe. I don't know. But this is... Oh, you know what actually probably did make it go up? She said, yeah, like, if it was... I was like, so what happens if it's 180? She was like, I couldn't work on you. I would have to send you to the ER because you could have a stroke while I'm, like, fixing your teeth.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God.
Yeah, you can't say stuff like that.
Oh, and then she said a symptom is a popped blood vessel in your eye. Remember,
oh,
Liv?
Oh, my gosh. He had a popped blood vessel in his eye last week. Wait.
No.
Wait. A symptom of high blood pressure or a symptom of stroke? Oh, okay.
Of high blood pressure.
Dude, you should go to the doctor for this.
I actually do. She said I should go to a doctor, and I do have a doctor appointment this Tuesday, randomly, ironically.
Nice.
So,
Okay, perfect. You can get that checked out.
I don't know.
We need you here.
Yeah, save Pork Chop.
What can we do to lower my blood pressure right now?
Play some relaxing music, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Liv, massage my back.
I knew you were going to say that. I was literally just about to say I'm not massaging you.
Save my life.
Liv, it's for his life. Radio Now, Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, hanging out. And people are pissed in general, but more specifically, people are pissed at Sweden right now.
Sweden?
Yeah.
I thought that was a nice country.
I thought so, too.
I think Switzerland's a nice one.
Oh, they're not like cousins or something?
They might be related. I don't know.
I thought Sweden was not normally known for like being aggressive or mean or anything. They're like really known for anything.
Yeah.
Except IKEA and meatballs.
And meatballs, yeah.
Right?
Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a model that I follow on Instagram is from Sweden, Elsa Haas.
Oh, yeah. You showed me her. I followed her immediately. Yeah. But why are people pissed at Sweden right now?
People are so mad at Sweden because of this whole ASAP Rocky thing. So I've talked about this in the garbage the past 2 days. And just this story just keeps developing and developing.
Mm-hmm.
And so ASAP Rocky over the weekend got in a street brawl after he did a show in Sweden.
Was it him specifically or like his entourage?
It was his entourage.
Okay.
So what happened was there's video footage seen of this guy attacking his crew and I guess kind of attacking him.
Right.
So there's video footage of this guy attacking him.
Right.
And then a street brawl breaks out from that because ASAP Rocky's crew and himself were trying to defend themselves because this guy was attacking them. So in self-defense, they attack back. ASAP Rocky gets charged with assault and has been held in Sweden jail ever since that happened. His living conditions are so inhumane. There's feces everywhere around the cell he's being held. He's sleeping on a yoga mat with no blanket. The food is not even like edible to eat. And the Sweden police are not cooperating with the U.S. State Department. They're trying to obviously get him home and get him back.
Uh-huh.
And they're not cooperating. So he is still over there. And people are just so angry. So petitions have been started. Post Malone started a petition. And Justin Bieber just shared it on his Instagram about like an hour ago. So you can go and sign that petition to just bring him home. And now people are just fed up with Sweden.
So did ASAP Rocky actually do something wrong? Or are we saying like the police over there are just being a little absurd?
I mean, they are being absurd for the level of what happened. He like attacked back in self-defense.
Yeah, that's all I would say it was. Self-defense. Like he didn't start the fight.
No, he did not start anything. It was this guy literally attacking his crew and him, and then that's when the self-defense started.
Yeah.
So I've heard stories that people are going into IKEA here in the U.S., and if you don't know, IKEA is a Swedish company. That's why it's yellow and blue.
Yeah.
And people are going into the IKEAs and, like, setting things on fire.
What?
Because they want ASAP Rocky released.
Dang!
People are pissed.
Oh, I really love some ASAP.
I know. People love ASAP. And honestly, like, I might head to an IKEA today. I don't know. I want to do something.
You can
do
sign
something.
The petition, Liv. You don't have to set things on fire.
I'll think about it.
All right.
I might. You might catch me at an IKEA today.
Radio Now, Telly King, Liv the Web Girl. Producer Pork Chop hanging out. Joe's still on vacation. Still going on his world tour, I think. But Producer Pork Chop noticed something on social media, and you don't get it.
I don't. Everyone is posting about White Claw. And all I seem to know about it is it's like seltzer and alcohol. Is that right, Liv the Web Girl?
It's like, it's like a sparkling water alcohol.
I just don't understand.
What aren't you getting about it?
It is just so popular, and it seemed to have just blown up out of nowhere.
Here's the thing, too. This is another instance where Porkchop is late to the party.
What do you mean late?
Because White Claw has been a thing, like, more so than just, like, this past 4th of July. Yeah, like, it's been a thing.
Last summer was pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah, I would say last summer is probably when it, like, exploded, but, like, I had my first White Claw like over 2 years ago. Yeah, so I was very early on the game. And I will tell you why it's exploding and why people are so obsessed with it. One, because it's absolutely delicious. Two, it's only 100 calories. Only 100 calories. And it tells you that on the box. Do you know how hard it is to find how many calories are in like a beer? You have to like Google it and look it up, and like Google will give you like 5 different answers.
Yeah.
And also a lot of beers, an average beer is around like 130 calories. If we go into craft beers, that's when it can get up to like 180, 200 calories. White Claws are only 100 calories. Mm. They are so refreshing. They don't make you bloated. They are so light, which is what you want when you're day drinking by the pool in the summertime.
Yeah.
And you can't taste the alcohol in them. You literally cannot taste alcohol in them at all.
But it's seltzer water. Like, who drinks seltzer water? Nobody. It's so nasty. It's bitter. It's not sweet.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. You've never even had one. Have you had a White Claw?
I've had seltzer water and club soda.
Yes, but
it's disgusting. I'd prefer Sprite. Now, if White Claw was like Sprite and whatever fruity mix they're adding to it, then yeah, fantastic. I'm game. Yeah. But it's seltzer water.
Okay, but you haven't even tasted, like, you haven't tasted an actual White Claw, so you can't say. Their black cherry is so sweet. It tastes like a melted popsicle. Who wouldn't want to drink or have a melted popsicle?
It does
like
sound
popsicle
refreshing.
Juice is so good, and also it gets you drunk. It is literally the best of both worlds. I don't understand why you just don't understand this.
The thing that really got me going is I saw an article.
Yeah.
And the article said that this hard seltzer brand White Claw has surpassed nearly all craft beer brands in sales.
It doesn't surprise me. People in 2019, they're health conscious. They want their bodies to be looking right and looking tight for the Instagram. They can do that by drinking White Claws because they're literally only 100 calories, where craft beers are so heavy and loaded with calories. And also, craft beers aren't an easy thing to have 5 of next to the pool while you're day drinking.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to lose your summer body that you've been working out on.
Exactly, and beer bloats you.
All right, there's literally only one way to solve this.
Okay.
Are you guys cool without me for 10 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to the local Walgreens.
I prefer that, actually.
I'm going to get it.
You'll get some White Claws?
Dead serious.
Okay, listen to me, though. I'm going to tell you what flavors
Black
to get.
Cherry. I'm only getting one flavor. I ain't rich.
Okay, okay. Well, no, I'm saying if they don't have black cherry. So get black cherry. If they do not have black cherry, is the best. If they do not have black cherry, get grapefruit.
Okay. Mm.
And also get like an inflatable pool to put your legs in for the game.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Radio Now, Talia King, Liv the Web Girl, hanging out. Producer Porkchop still making his White Claw run.
Yes, he's still, I don't know where he went. I feel like it should not have taken this long. He's getting White Claws because he's never tried one before.
So he said. He might have just went home or something.
Yeah, we're not sure if he definitely just went on a White Claw run. He might just still be like making his vacation longer.
Yeah, exactly. But in the meantime, I thought we could try a little game, a little challenge, if you will. I want to know if you can make your job sound dirty.
Ooh. Okay, wait. So how do we do this?
All right, so basically, you take your job, and like say you had to describe what you do for a living to somebody else, but I want you to describe it in a way that makes it sound, you know, like, out of context, it sounds like it's dirty. Like,
okay.
It's inappropriate. For example, our job on the radio.
Yes.
Like, if I had to say, without saying I talk on the radio, I would say, I use my tongue daily to bring pleasure to lots of people.
Whoa, okay, I get that. Okay, wait, I have one.
Okay.
I have one for so do I say the job first?
You can, or we could try
Okay, so for my second job,
yes,
I get people's hearts pounding, and when they leave, they will be sweaty.
Hey!
That's my job at Cycle Bar.
Yeah.
It's a spin place.
Yeah, because I thought you would have said, like for that job, I would have said like, I make people hot while teaching them how to ride.
Oh, yes. Okay, I get this.
Yeah.
I get this.
So take your job and make it sound dirty. We want to hear it. 833-563-2539, or you can tweet us. Hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, it's at Radio Now AM Show. Tweet at us. Make your job sound dirty.
Yeah, because some of them are like easy. Like, say you're delivering pizza or meat. Like, I'm delivering meat to your door or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, but I want to talk to like a tax number guy and see how he can make that sound dirty. 833-563-2539 or hit us up on social media. Liv, we got some tweets.
Yes, we have some tweets. Susanna says, I work on my knees all day, every day.
Whoa!
Yeah, she does floor installation.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes a lot more sense.
And then Connor said, I take orders from people and then present them with hot, steamy pleasure for their mouths. That sounds very dirty. He's just a waiter at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. And then I have one more.
Yeah.
Stephanie, well, she just says she's still trying to figure out how to make an accountant sound dirty. So,
yeah.
Stephanie, just get back to us.
Be
creative with it.
I want to see how you can make, because I'm pretty sure you can, because you can make anything sound dirty. We got some calls. Christina's on the phone. Christina, can you make your job sound dirty?
I can. I sometimes get on top of people and rub their chest and then give them mouth to mouth.
What do you do?
I'm an EMT.
That was my guess. All right. Yeah, that sounded a lot dirtier than what it actually is.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I like this. Let's try another one. We got Kyle on the phone. Kyle, can you make your job sound dirty?
I try to make as many people satisfied with my fingers and my mouth at once as I possibly can.
What do you do?
Well, I'm an actor. Actor musician. I play guitar and sing on stage.
Nice.
Okay,
gotcha.
That's hilarious. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
That one was epic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce released a song for the upcoming live-action Lion King. So the song's called Spirit, and it will appear on the Lion King album that has been curated totally by Beyonce. So it's set to be released on July 19th, but here's a clip of the new song.
That's when the magic happens and the stars gotta fight by your side. Rise up to the light in the sky. Let the light lift your heart up. Burn your flame through the night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I totally see the whole Lion Kingdom singing along to that.
Yes, me too. So, Breaking Bad stars Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston seem to hint at a movie based on their series.
Ooh.
And fans have been going crazy about it. Turns out the actors were really secretly collaborating on a new brand of mezcal.
What?
Yes. On Tuesday, Cranston took to social media to share the story behind their new alcohol. He wrote, "We had the time of our lives while shooting Breaking Bad, and we truly built a very special bond. Knowing that we couldn't share the screen for quite a while, our thoughts turned to a new project." He said, "We searched high and low all over Oaxaca, met incredible people along the way, and after a beautiful yet grueling search throughout the majestic landscape, we believed we had found our place, our mezcal. It was on a dirt road in a tiny village hours away from the center of the town. We found it, and it was perfect. We looked at each other and just simply nodded. This is it. We named it Dos Hombres. Two guys on a quest."
So it's not even a movie?
No, I know. So that is why fans are livid. People have been writing him saying biggest letdown in history. Someone said, "I thought it would at least remotely be related to Breaking Bad. Disappointed." And someone said, "Wow, no Breaking Bad movie revealed. Who the blank cares about this?" Hyped up for nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, people are angry. There were some fans that were happy about it. One said, "From getting people high to getting people drunk, you go."
Yeah.
So some people were a little bit happy, but not everyone.
Mostly everybody's mad.
Right. Kanye West is planning to build a Star Wars-inspired housing to help out the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye said the housing would resemble the igloo-like homes on Luke Skywalker's homeworld of Tatooine.
Tatooine.
I knew you would know it. The rapper has been working with a team of designers on the homes that will be available to low-income families. Kanye didn't say when construction would begin on the housing. And speaking of Kanye, according to Forbes, he's selling the Lamborghini of shoes.
Wow.
Yes, they estimate the revenue for his Yeezy sneaker line will top $1.5 billion in 2019. Wow. Forbes says that the West most likely brought home $150 million over the past 12 months, which is a complete reversal from 3 years ago when Kanye said he was $53 million in debt.
Yeah.
West also negotiated an unprecedented deal for 15% royalty on wholesale, which compared to Michael Jordan's deal is 3 times higher.
Wow, selling more than Jordan's?
Yeah, so he is raking in that money.
Okay, Kanye.
Yep, that's the garbage.
Joe is still on vacation, but you have me, Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. Liv, you said Heidi Pratt opened up about her plastic surgery from the Hills, right?
Yes. Okay, so Heidi from the Hills, you know, like Spencer and Heidi, Spidey, whatever. So the Hills rebooted, and they had their episode this past week. And honestly, like, I found something kind of very touching in it, which is very surprising. Heidi Pratt opened up about her plastic surgery because she had that extreme makeover.
Right.
And she got a ton of liposuction. I mean, she got, like, part of her jaw, like, shaved down, whatever. She got a nose job. She got size H boobs.
Dang, she got the works.
I didn't even know existed yet. So she got all of this plastic surgery. And she had a lot of criticism for it. I mean, she's had a breast reduction since then and stuff like that. But she kind of opened up for the first time, like, about the plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I never would have thought that Heidi from the Hills could have words that, like, touched me and, like, I thought, like, were good. But
yeah.
So she opens up and she said on the show, "Beauty is way more deep than the skin. I never thought that I would have had any kind of confidence issues because I was a very confident young woman growing up. But it can happen to anyone. And if you're having those kinds of thoughts and issues, it's important to seek advice from those you love and professionals who want to help. Figure out why you feel that way and what's behind it."
Mm.
So I think this is so, so important because I think a lot of times people are so unhappy with the way they look
and they don't
think that they're pretty enough or skinny enough or their nose is too big or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And so it makes them very insecure. And so I think that a lot of times people go to plastic surgery or, you know, I mean, nowadays it's not even surgery. You can get injections that make your lips look bigger. You can get injections that make your nose look more proportionate. Like,
okay.
You can get injections to fix anything, basically, nowadays. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, run to these things to kind of put a Band-Aid on the problem.
Yeah.
Because just fixing the way your nose look isn't going to make you more happy with yourself. You're going to have to find happy, like, with who you are as a human being,
mm-hmm,
to be able to be confident in your own skin, whether your nose is different or it's not, like, no matter what.
Right.
But
do you think this message is, like, kind of like, how do you take it coming from somebody who had so much plastic surgery?
Because she's speaking from experience. Uh-huh. And she regrets it.
Okay.
She's regretful of it. And she, you know, reversed a lot of the things that she had done. And her whole message was that she was a young person in the eye of pop culture.
Yeah, on
while
TV.
The Hills was huge.
Yep.
So she was receiving so much criticism and it got to her because it's going to get to anyone. She even said she was such a confident young woman. Mm-hmm. But when you hear all of that stuff and when you start comparing yourself, then anyone's going to feel insecure. And I feel like, too, with our, like, how social media is right now,
yeah,
it's so easy to knock yourself down. It's
absolutely
so much easier to get insecure. You're not only comparing yourself to just, like, the peers around you, you're comparing yourself to these unrealistic goals, these models, these fake images you're seeing on Instagram,
mm-hmm,
that have been edited, that people have made to make themselves look skinnier. Like,
right,
all of these things, you're comparing it to a whole new world of stuff. And so I just think it's so important because I think I want our society to get to a point where we aren't so obsessed with our exterior and our self-image on the outside and that we're not going to extremes.
Yes.
We're not spending hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars to look prettier.
right.
from what society thinks is pretty. And all those efforts and negative thoughts that you think about your self-image and about yourself that you're not good enough, all of that energy could be put to so much better use if you spent that time thinking about your character, how you could do better in your job, how you could do better in your relationships, and what's happening on the inside instead of the outside, because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's a fantastic message.
You know, like, your exterior look isn't going to help you further your career. It's not going to help you build a long-lasting relationship. Like, it's not going to change the world, but you could do that if you spent more time on those things.
So you're saying I shouldn't get butt implants in?
Please do not.
Okay.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This is my favorite segment of the show because it always makes me feel better about my own stupidity. Celia King, Live the Web Girl, hanging out, producer Porkchop. Now, you said, Porkchop, you said this criminal should have watched what he was eating before he did his crimes?
Yeah, he should. It sounds like he was eating, like, pork chops and beans.
What happened?
He shouldn't have been eating beans.
Oh, no.
Well, allegedly, he had a felony warrant out for his arrest. It's a guy from Missouri. Looks like he had a possession of a controlled substance.
Mm.
So what's that, like drugs or something?
Yeah, it has to be something illegal.
Yeah. So the cops found him, and okay. he decided to run.
What?
Yeah, so this guy's running through whatever's in Missouri, woods, trees, hills.
Yeah.
He's running, and he's hiding. Now the cops can't find him.
Oh, wow. He got away?
He got away, but like I said, he shouldn't eat them beans, man, because what happened was the cops are like, wait. What was that? Did you hear that? They were like, listen.
What?
This dummy running from the cops let out a loud fart, and they're like, there he is. He's over there.
No.
And they got him.
They got him because of his fart alone.
Because of his fart alone. I mean, there was a sniffing canine dog, but I heard that put him to...
That
put
canine,
him to rest yeah. when he heard that when he smelled it.
That canine's probably pissy at the smell there, right?
Ugh, yeah. Stay away from the beans.
Yes.
It's time for News You Can Lose with Elliot King. No news team works harder to bring you the news nobody asked for. It's News You Can Lose.
Yes, welcome to News You Can Lose. I'm Elliot King, aka Babraham Lincoln, and here are today's stories. Jaden Smith has started a new vegan food truck to feed the homeless in Los Angeles. The truck hands out free bags of bowls containing carrots and kale, putting the phrase, beggars can't be choosers, to the ultimate test. Parents are hiring coaches to help raise their children to be phone-free. The service costs $80 in smaller cities and up to as much as $250 in bigger cities. It seems like a ripoff. Basically, a consultant walks in, takes your kid's phone away and says, that'll be $100. Build-A-Bear Workshop announces it's starting a new record label. They plan on producing original albums, singles, and playlists. So be on the lookout for the hottest summer mixtape, Better Have My Honey, and I Am the Shit in the Woods. That's it for today. Tune in next time for more News You Can Lose. And remember, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Oh, I love trash.
Who cares about this garbage?
Friends will no longer be available to Netflix subscribers starting next year. The 90s sitcom will then head to Warner Media's new direct-to-consumer streaming service, HBO Max.
What?
Of course, everyone just needs another streaming service.
Goodness.
Yes, it's set to launch in spring 2020. Pretty Little Liars will also leave Netflix for HBO Max, and the new streaming service will also include the entire run of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, now I'm
pretty
down.
Excited about that.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Right. So HBO Max will include content from HBO,
mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers, New Line, DC Entertainment, CNN, TNT, TBS, True TV, The CW, Turner Classic Movies, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim,
oh.
Crunchyroll,
oh. That is,
Rooster Teeth,
okay.
and Looney Tunes,
oh.
plus original content. I mean, I'm exhausted after reading that list.
Yeah.
That is so much. I don't understand what the difference between HBO Max is going to be and HBO Go.
Yeah, they don't come with it. They're just trying to get more money up out of us.
They're just trying to get more money. And you know what's sad? I'll pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've already got my subscription.
Exactly.
Why you said that.
Yeah, exactly. So again, that's set to launch in spring 2020. The Twitterverse wants Chef Gordon Ramsay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
In the live action The Little Mermaid movie. Okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Many people on Twitter want the angry chef to play Prince Eric's ranting chef, Louis, who attempts to kill and cook Sebastian the crab in the animated movie. Chef Louis has not been cast yet, so maybe Twitter will get their wish. I think this will be absolutely amazing.
Zoot-de-lut, I missed one.
Yeah, good.
Sounded just like it, right?
Just like it.
Have you ever seen Little Mermaid?
Of course I have.
Okay, just making sure. Rip Torn, the Emmy-winning actor best known for his work on The Larry Sanders Show, Men in Black, and 30 Rock, has died. According to a statement released by his family, Torn passed away peacefully at his home in Lakeville, Connecticut, with his wife, Amy Wright, and daughters Katie Torn and Angelica Page by his side. Torn was 88 years old. The celebrated actor's career spanned 60 years and included appearances on television and films and in Broadway and off-Broadway theatrical productions. Damn. Here's a clip from one of his more recent roles in the movie Dodgeball.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Any other questions?
Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? Probably not. No. But I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste. All right, ladies, buckle up.
Liv, like, no lie, I give that speech at least once a week to this day. Like, Patches O'Houlihan is an inspiration from
yes,
Dodgeball.
Yes, he is. Oh, my gosh, that character was so funny. But obviously, his career was spanned a lifetime.
Yes, a long time, a lot of work.
Yes, people are pissed at Kendall Jenner. So she participated in the bottle cap challenge after her bestie, Hailey Bieber, nominated her.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she did it, she posted it on Instagram. She was riding a jet ski.
Yep.
Basically one-legged riding it. The other leg was out getting ready to kick off the bottle cap, which looked like it was probably from like a sparkling water, yeah, like a glass sparkling water container. And so then she kicked it off and it came off and it was like literally the most epic bottle challenge I've seen yet.
It was pretty impressive.
So impressive. So people are so pissed at her because they think that she's polluting. So people have commented and said, littering is not a fun challenge. Next. Great, more plastic in the ocean for a useless challenge. She put a bottle cap in the ocean. Is it a kill the sea turtles challenge?
Wow.
And then someone says, she better pick that blank up.
Dang.
Yeah, so people are not happy with her. I just want to say, one, how do we know she didn't get that out of the water? How do we know that didn't land on the boat? Someone was holding this glass water bottle container on the boat, and she kicked it off. She could have easily picked it up. I don't understand why people are mad at her. Also, she was using water from a glass bottle. So clearly she cares about the environment.
Yeah, they're just hating. They didn't say nothing about the awesomeness of doing the challenge.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay. The garbage.
Radio Now, Telly Akeem with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, back from vacation while Joe's still on vacation. You noticed something while you were on vacation that everybody's into. White Claws.
Yeah, these White Claws are everywhere, so I actually went and got some.
Yeah, because you made a lot of judgments about them without even having one.
That's because it's seltzer water. Who likes seltzer water? I remember being like 10 years old, going out to the diner with my great aunt and her ordering a seltzer with lime.
Yes. So he went to the store, put some in the fridge, and now we're going to check some out live on the radio. You can also look on our social media. At Radio
Now. Oh,
you're
giving me one?
Of course, there's six. I don't want all six.
At Radio Now AM show. We got White Claws here. All right.
Just don't open it near
I'm real close to the board.
Electrical equipment.
We're live on Instagram live at Radio Now AM show.
Oh, yeah. So we on my
And he got the black cherry. So the black cherry is my favorite. I think it's the sweetest. Someone else said lime is good. It is, but I got way too drunk off of it one night and can never have it again.
How many did you have?
I don't know at that point. I'm not paying attention. I'm not counting.
Okay. My boyfriend's mom just texted me and she was like, White Claw is gross.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Well, what does your boyfriend's mom know?
I don't know.
One to like go at the elderly, but.
She's like, no. Oh my God. She's not elderly. She's like 40.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Dang.
Now I feel bad.
She's wow. Her and Aunt Rhonda are actually listening right now, still in Michigan on the lake.
I am so sorry. No, I was just
too
joking.
Late. She's going to hate you forever.
We apologize.
I've never seen a picture of her. How am I supposed to just guess how old Chase's mom is?
No, all right,
ready?
All right, yes, so taste it.
Here we go. Ooh.
That crisp noise.
That's how you know something refresh is going.
Mm.
Takes a sip.
That's when you know.
Oh! Didn't like
no,
that
really.
Face.
No, give us a real review. Okay. Give us a real review.
So I instantly tasted the black cherry. It was very sweet. And I was like, oh, okay, this is actually going to be good. Like, I smelled it. And then I took a sip. It hit the back of my tongue. And
try
I got
it
that.
Again. You have to try yeah, it two get, times.
I got that bitter seltzer taste.
Maybe it's just the new taste. Maybe you got to get acquired to
hi,
it.
Hi, Addie. Addie says hi on our Instagram
hi,
live.
Addie.
You know, I swear, it's like. Sweetness is in the front of your tongue and bitters in the back.
Okay.
So I'm first like ooh, it's
know,
good.
See?
And then it hits that back of the tongue
then
and it's
not,
like nasty.
It's not good.
No, ugh.
But you took more the second sip, it seems like. It seemed like you got more comfortable. Let's try a third
you guys,
sip.
Guys, I honestly don't know if I'm going to be able to drink this because I just had so many over the 4th of July weekend that like I really don't know if I'm going to be able
to drink
reflex
this.
What's the alcohol percentage in this? Don't there's we have a meeting
more,
with our boss?
There's more than beer. So this is another 5%. Reason. Another reason why like White Claw is the best. It's the number one summer day drinking drink of all time because it has more alcohol than a beer does.
Really?
Less calories than a beer does. Yeah. It doesn't bloat you
it's all right.
like beer. It's light and refreshing, and that's all you want in a summer drink.
How's that even possible?
I don't know. Does it taste like alcohol?
No. It's all right. It's good. Anyways, I can't drink too many of these. I got the steakhouse tonight. What are you doing, Liv?
I have to go straight to Cycle Bar.
Ugh.
We are having a major, major event. We are offering free classes literally from today to July 17th.
What?
Yes, free week of classes. There's going to be vendors there. We're giving away prizes. It is going to be so much fun, epic. There's classes all throughout the day. So I am so excited to head there after work.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm just going to head there, too, after I finish off
you
this.
You should. I'm not kidding.
Me
it's
too.
It's going to be a great time. You guys all should. I'm not kidding. This week, you guys need to take a Cycle Bar class.
We're just going
to
come drunk on White Claws and burn off all these calories. Well, we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. You guys have a great rest of your day. Love you. Bye.
Bye.